Joining us on the show is, in fact, West Bengal Governor Jagdeep Dhankar. Jagdeep ji, thank you so much indeed for joining us on the show. Now, tell us, how would you respond to this? Because as a governor, you have every right as a constitutional authority to question the government if there's been any kind of failings in law and order. But it is the manner and the sustained tone and the rhetoric in which you're doing it which has led to allegations that you're acting as a political agent.
Well, let me tell you, I confine to my constitutional oath. I am agent only of the Indian constitution.
Okay.
I am its foot soldier. I do not cross my limits at all. It is so easy to make a governor a punching bag.
Right.
Let me tell you, the issues that I have raised continuously are the issues that concern governance in the state.
Okay.
I am not a stakeholder in politics. I am not concerned how political parties engage into their political work.
But Jagdeep,
but surely as governor, I am concerned with governance.
But Jagdeep,
if the governance is distanced from constitution,
no,
governance
that's fine.
Is distanced from rule of law, then governor is bound to be worried.
No, no, that's fine. As governance is the focus, and no one would have an argument with that. But as I said, it is the tone and the manner. If one just looks at your own Twitter feed, for example, this is somewhat unusual, you'll have to accept, for a constitutional functionary to tweet so often and tweet so aggressively against the government. I have a series of your tweets almost every other day. It's imperative. November 19th, this is just a day ago. It's imperative. Mamata Banerjee, observe political neutrality. Despite my insistence, they're not being political neutral. Anguished at deaths in a reported blast that risked an establishment in area of Malda, tagging Mamata Banerjee, please proactively contain illegal bomb making and ensure non-partisan investigation, etc., etc. I could go on. Every other day, you're attacking her and the state government for their inability to contain law and order on Twitter. On Twitter.
I get your point. Let me tell you, public servants are required by law to be politically neutral. Let me tell you, in the state of West Bengal, they are frontline political workers. As someone rightly called them, they are artillery and infantry of political party. I have numerous situations where I have indicated to the government in writing.
Okay.
This narrative that governor is taking to Twitter is slightly misplaced. Every time I raise an issue,
yes,
first I raise it in writing to the Honorable Chief Minister and I give her concrete foundational facts.
But why do you raise it on Twitter?
No, thereafter I have to take people in confidence because under Article 159,
yes,
Mr. Srinivasan, my obligations are twofold.
Yes.
I have to protect, defend and preserve Indian Constitution. At the same time, it is part of my oath to serve the people of the state of West Bengal.
No, no, that
when
means,
I
sir,
see that political work is being done by public servants, they are doing it in a manner which shames Indian democracy.
Okay, but sir.
Surely you will expect me
concern. Okay, but sir, you will concede that there are other ways of serving the public without attacking a government, an elected government, and an elected chief minister on Twitter day in and day out. Your Twitter feed, let me finish, sir. Your Twitter feed, reading through your Twitter feed almost is like seeing the Twitter feed of a BJP leader or a BJP party. It's the language is fairly similar.
Can I request a senior man like you?
Yes.
Do you find any transgression in the fact content what I have indicated? Let me indicate to you what I am indicating in Twitter.
Yes.
Is subdued political violence, political vendetta,
right,
political victimization, political killings,
yes,
and targeted killings are on the increase. Can you imagine? If opposition has no space at all. Recently, what has happened? A sitting member of Lok Sabha who wanted to attend last night functions of a martyr, and the treatment meted out to him.
Sir.
Such discrimination.
No, no, but sir,
when
again,
I get
if
a
I
report
may.
from Malta that security cover is being withdrawn
Okay.
because of political considerations.
Okay, but if I may, sir, again, you know, this makes it seem that the violence and the failure is all from one side. I mean, if you look at the other side as well, we have senior leader of the BJP, Mr. Dilip Ghosh, coming up in a second. You would have heard the rhetoric there as well. Most recently, Mr. Dilip Ghosh made almost what amounted to a death threat, saying that you'll break the arms and legs, the BJP should break the arms and legs of Trinamool Kadha, they will perform last rites. We don't see you tweeting about that.
Look here, to the extent I am concerned, I raise issues, I wait for answer. For example, let me tell you, Bengal Global Business Summit, for 5 editions, on the floor of the assembly, the governor was made to say,
okay,
12,30,000 crore investment. If I ask the government, where is that investment? Nothing is being reflected on the ground.
Right.
There is total non-responsive approach. The
so
Honorable Chief Minister.
Okay, sir, is it fair to say though that your kind of characterization of the Mamata Banerjee government is almost entirely negative, in the sense you find that everything seems to be going wrong, because as a state, as you know, is a complex, it's a large entity with many moving parts. Is there nothing that you see there that is happening at the level of the state government and governance which you think is positive and which is encouraging? Because you don't seem to talk about it.
No, let me tell you, if I have been on the front page of the newspapers here,
yes,
it is only when I appreciated Mamata ji. And there have been number of examples. The narrative that the governor is at loggerheads with the state government.
Give me one example.
No, it's a misplaced narrative.
Okay, one example.
The other way around.
One example. One example of a Mamata Banerjee doing something positive. One example. According
no,
to you.
When I went to Vishwa Bangla Center,
right,
I praised her.
Okay.
When I went to Siliguri and found infrastructure was improving, I praised her.
Okay.
But when at the same time I find that certain things are nosediving, I'm sure you will appreciate.
Okay.
I can't be a rubber stamp. I can't be post office.
Okay.
I can't be fiddling in Raj Bhavan where people are suffering those enormous situations. Look
right
at what happened in Amphan relief. Those who did not merit getting any relief whatsoever
okay
were getting it in plenty.
All
it
right
can't happen.
Okay, well, you believe that that you are being a neutral and you are playing the role of a neutral arbiter. The Trinamool Congress would I'm sure strongly disagree. But thank you very much indeed, sir.
No, but I'll make one point. Mr. Srinivasan, I'll make one point.
Yes, quickly, sir. Yes.
Under Article 167,
yes,
the Honorable Chief Minister has a duty towards the governor.
Right.
She has 100% failed to perform that duty. I have tried to reason out with her.
Okay.
I have tried to persuade her.
Okay.
Any communication to her, I'll get only one response.
Okay.
Non-response.
All right. Okay,
that
sir.
That is something which can't be allowed in democracy.
Okay,
I know
as
I have
said
to work with the Chief Minister.
Okay.
She has to work with me. But being the situation, she has taken a stand.
Okay.
And let me tell you, media need to know what is happening in West Bengal.
Okay, sir. We must get their response as well, because you've said some very strong things. I'm sure they'll have a very strong counterview. But thank you, Governor Dhankar, so much for joining us. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Governor Dhankar there. Jagdeep Dhankar of West Bengal.